You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Black Girl Podcast. We have been out for a minute, but we're back with another episode. And today we'll bring you back with all of the things you guys missed out on. We have to catch up on our dating lives, what we've been doing since we've been missing. You want to start off with a recap?
Yeah, okay, of course, yeah. So, like Lex said, thank you guys for being so patient and waiting on us to come back. We've been really busy but excited about coming back with a new episode and, you know, sharing a lot of new things with our followers and with all of our viewers that we've been having over on the lives. You guys have been showing so much love, so thank you for all of that. So, I guess to catch up on dating life, I think, like, our last episode was in, like, was in July. Mm-hmm. So that was the time of the retrograde, right? So I was getting pummeled, okay? So it was just like left and right. I felt like dating was just like taking a huge hit for me. So I just was like, you know what? I'm taking a break. Like,
you definitely took a break. I'm so proud of you.
I did. I just was like, I didn't want the irritation, the aggravation, the frustration. And I was starting school and stuff. So I just was like, you know what? I'm just going to take a step back and, you know, and not date anybody and just, you know, hang out with my girls and have fun and enjoy life, especially enjoy the end of the summer on a good note, because we said it the last time, the City Boys was winning and I quit, okay? I quit mid-game. I did not have the energy, the time, or the effort to continue to play that game. But I will say recently I have tried to start back dating again, and I went on a date a couple weeks ago. So you guys know how before, Lex, she's the Bumble queen. She does the dating apps. Me, not so much. I met a guy on Bumble. And like we said before, that's an app where the girl basically has to shoot the shot first. So, you know, the guy, he was so young. So I think at the time when we first started talking, he was 23. I'm not going to tell my age. Yeah, so.
Oh, so he had a birthday since then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was 23, and, you know, I just met him on there. I was like, okay, something cute, fun to do, you know, like somebody to talk to. Now, I'm a little skeptical, so it took me like 2 months to meet him.
Yeah, you do be so skeptical.
So we had planned a date before, but it kind of slipped my mind, and I kind of was just a little nervous. So I was just like, okay, like maybe we can have a rain check and meet later. So it took us like 3 weeks to actually meet after that. So we talked for like a month on the phone, and then I started thinking he was a catfish a little bit.
You killed me with that one. I'm sorry.
I thought he was a catfish. I thought he was fake. So I was just really like, nah, I'm good. And it was really because his voice didn't match his face. I think that's really what it was for me. I was just like, his voice just sounds very childish, but I forgot he's 23. So, but yeah, so it was like a month, and then we set plans. I kind of flaked, and then it was like 3 weeks later, we set plans again. Y'all, this little boy, his energy was just everything. Like, I was telling Alexis, like,
ain't it crazy?
I was like, I'm nervous, girl. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, I'm over here feeling like a little girl. Like, I'm feeling
shy. And he was
shy.
Younger than you.
Yes. And so he's 24 now, but I was a little, I'm not going to lie, I was really like
apprehensive. No.
Not apprehensive like when we met, but I was really like nervous.
Oh, nervous. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm usually not nervous at all. Like, I don't care to make a fool of myself. Like, it's perfectly fine. But I don't know what it was. I was just a little like, I don't know. And even still now, oh, can I tell them what I did?
What you do?
When I sent the screenshot.
Oh, my God. Yes, you got to tell them about that.
So the next day, I was on the phone. We was on FaceTime. I was on FaceTime with Lex. And I was like, girl, I found his last name, so I'm about to look him up.
It's kind of my fault, too. Because I was like, well, let me see.
Kind of was. So now we back in retrograde again, y'all. Just it's not that bad for me this time. But so I was on the phone with Alexis, and I'm like, I found out his last name yesterday because he had had reservations or whatever, said his last name at the restaurant. And I'm like, I'm about to look him up on Facebook to see if I can find him. So I found him, and I'm like, you know, I'm about to send you a screenshot. I sent the screenshot to him.
That is so bold.
I was so embarrassed. Like, not only am I shy around you now, I sent you the screenshot of yourself. So now I was just like, he was like, okay, lurker. And I'm like, just delete my number.
And I would have took that as completely a joke, but he didn't.
He didn't. He thought I really meant delete my number. But we've talked since a couple of times, and he actually was trying to see me this weekend. But that's another note.
Ooh.
So
why he couldn't see you this weekend, sis?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a minute. So, yeah. So, I mean, you know, we'll see where things go. He's cool, and he's an interesting person. So, we'll see. I was just a little nervous on the first day. And that's just so crazy because it's never like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So that was your only date since you was, like, on your hiatus?
I went out with Crush Bay a couple times.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to save that?
Yeah.
We can save that for later?
Yeah, we can save it for later. Yeah.
So, for a recap for me, I was booed up, honestly, for the last couple of months. But booed up for me was, like, my boo from college. So, he is a truck driver. So, he come in. And it's just like, I don't know. It's kind of difficult to explain what we have going on, but I was booed up for sure. But it was only for a couple months, so now I'm back at square one. So I've been dating one person. So I've been the same way. Like, I have been on a little hiatus as well. But now I'm dating this one person, and should I go into detail now or just keep recapping?
Well, you can keep recapping.
Okay, so later. Yeah, so I'll go into detail about those later. Hey, Laisha. So, yeah, what else have I been doing? So, I'm back at work. Y'all know last time we talked, I wasn't at work. So, summer break is over. I'm back in full effect, picking up a second job. I'm on my grind right now. And that's pretty much it for the most part as far as, like, my dating life. My dating life literally sucks.
Right? I wouldn't say it sucks. You know, it's so I think, you know, it's so it's the fall or slash winter. I don't know what it mm-hmm. is. But, you know, so it's kind of harder now to, like, meet guys and, like,
yeah,
you know,
that's true. We're not going nowhere for real.
Right.
So right now I'm just looking bad. But the guy that I was dealing with after my little thing that I was going through with Truck Driver Bay, I'm going to call him that. He was from Bumble, and Bumble been coming through for both of us.
Obviously so. And it's so crazy because I haven't seen the guy since I sent him a screenshot of himself. So, but he still kind of wanted to see me. So I'm like, okay, maybe this might be a little, you know, you never know. But
it's, we just got to see where it takes us.
Definitely. And I just think, like, we've both been so busy, but, like, it's time has flown. Even though it was July, it seems like we just was in the studio not
yes.
too long ago.
And I feel like it's just we back where we left off at.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
I know. So. Like, this semester has been.
Oh, yeah. Shantae is in school, so.
Yeah, I'm going back for my MBA. And if anybody's out there, you know, thinking about it, I say just go for it. Make sure you're prepared and ready because the days are long and the
yes.
nights are very short.
I'd be like, can I get my sis back?
Yeah, so.
But that's good. I'm proud of you, though, so.
Thank you.
All right, so we can move on to what we have first, because I can't look at my notes because we're on the live.
So we wanted to talk about hormones.
So when we say hormones, we're talking about
moans. Oh, like you a whore, you moaning, but not like
no,
that.
No, not
but
like
just
that.
Like, you know, so I mentioned this because of the date with the young guy. On the date, like, my hormones are really raging a little bit. It's usually like I'm on first dates, I'm usually kind of like, huh, he's creepy. This is weird.
Yes.
Like,
oh my God.
You know, I'm not really into it that mm-hmm. much. So when I went out with him, I was kind of like, my hormones were, like, up there. And I was just like, and I don't know if it was the conversation.
I was about to say, what was it?
So, first of all, he smelled really, really nice. So,
and that'll do it
that
alone.
Was, like, a plus.
Right.
And then he just looked really good, like, very attractive. Like, mm-hmm. I was very attracted to him. And his confidence, like I said, that energy he had mm-hmm. was just, like,
it was radiating.
Pouring into mm-hmm. me. Yeah, I'm like, go somewhere. Just move away from me for a second. And then we were playing like this game on my phone, like a never have I ever type of game. And
oh, we were supposed to play True for the Drink. I forgot about that.
We were. But some of the questions were a little,
mm-hmm.
you know, a little risque in mm-hmm. nature. So it was just like hearing his answers to some of them, like, let's see. Like,
oh, that I didn't know that part. So that's probably really what set you.
But no, that was like towards the end. That was like the last part of the day. Like, I was feeling like this. Like,
as soon as you sat down.
As soon as I sat, when I first saw him, I was like, oh, he's really cute.
And you
was
thinking so negative about him.
I really was. I thought he was about to be like, okay. So one thing I do think he said he's 6'1". I don't know.
He might not be.
He's probably like 5'11". Mm-hmm. But
6 feet even.
Maybe that. But yeah. So I was asking, like, how do you control your hormones? Like, when you're on a first date or the first time you, like, chill with somebody, like, how do you, like, keep that intact? Because I was really like, boy, you fine.
Right.
I was almost like, you ain't come over.
Because how do you? I'm literally thinking, like, because I know exactly how you feel when you, especially me, for me, scent is, like, everything. Mm-hmm. So if you just smell good, it's like, I need to control myself. But even though I might not even want to, you know, take it to the next level, it's just the smell of you just makes me like, whew.
You smell like a grown man.
And I love that.
And you only 22.
I love that. I literally love that so much. So, like, I guess for me, I just have to, it's good that we meet there. That's number one.
Yeah, definitely.
Nobody got to get in the car together and drive together somewhere. So, like, for me, I think it's good to meet on a first date.
Like, meet up somewhere.
Yeah, like, yeah. And not get in the car together. And I guess that's it. Because I don't know how to really control it other than that. Like, I don't.
I know. I think that's true. Because you just know, at the end of the night, I knew, like, okay, I got to go home. He has to go home. Like,
right.
You know, with nothing else to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just, like, I was really, like, girl, calm down. Like, relax. Because he'll be here, you know?
Right. And you got so much time.
And then, you know, you never know. He might get on my nerves. So,
mm-hmm. You
know, I just was feeling like, how do you control your first day hormones?
A lot of our followers was like, well, I don't have those hormones. And I just be like, are you human?
Yeah. Okay. So that's like another thing. Like, I've realized since we've been going live, like, how are we just very different from other people?
Because I swear I told you. Why you keep thinking I keep calling you the yin to my yang? Like, you are me and I am you.
Or people just have to not want to admit. Because, like, there are guys who have that radiation that's just, like, a
yes.
natural attraction.
And I think transparency is not easy for everybody, though.
That's true.
So we transparent. We got a podcast. Clearly we transparent.
Yeah, we have to speak the truth. And yeah. I know it's people out there who's going to text us or email us or write us in a DM and say, like, how relatable certain
right.
things are. You know what I mean? So it's interesting when we think it's just us, the two of us, but it's really not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been like times where I'm like, are we anomalies? Because, like, how nobody else feel this way?
They do. They just can't say it. They don't have the courage to say it. Like, you know, I said it all the time about Cardi B. Like, before she became Cardi B, she used to be the Instagram girl who said everything that everybody felt.
Yeah.
But they was too scared to say it. And that's
true.
Like, you know, that's me all day. Like,
yeah, she spoke on, like, how she felt. And that's how she got popular, mm-hmm. really, enough to be on, mm-hmm. on Love & Hip Hop. So that's interesting. I just wonder, I'm always like, are we some hoes?
No, I don't think so. Because we don't do shit.
We really don't. Because I'm like, in that moment, it was just like, okay, like, yeah, I'm attracted to you, but
yeah.
run along because I'm about to go home. And
exactly. Now, if you was like, every first date, you was like, oh my God, girl, I did that.
And I took him home.
Yeah, like, and it's like, okay. Now I'm a little skeptical about you.
And
like,
I'm worried.
Yeah, are you okay?
I'm worried.
But we not doing that.
Yeah, so I think, I don't know. I think people do feel that way, but they just don't want to say it.
Yeah.
That has to be what it is. Mm-hmm. Has to be, because I know I'm not the only one.
I'm so mad, too, because we was on live for 3 hours earlier, and I had some content that I wanted to talk about, but I knew I was going to forget by the time 6 o'clock rolled around. But, okay, we can move to the next subject.
Who were you on live with?
I was on live with Ivy earlier for, like, 3 hours. But it was so many questions.
Okay. So, I think the next thing that we wanted to talk about was standards.
Oh, yeah. We kind of hinted on this on our live.
Yeah, the other day.
The only thing I got to say about standards is stop making people feel like they're at fault for having them.
Or feel bad for the ones that they have. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Like, it's not a such thing as an unrealistic standard. Whatever I set for myself is for me. Like, it's not for anyone else to have. It's just for me. Like, that, and that's just it.
And it's something that you could definitely find, right? So
right.
it might not be in one person. It might be multiple people who have the same qualities,
mm-hmm.
but you might not be, you know, compatible with everybody who has those qualities. So you only will connect with one of those people or two of those people. I think for me, like, standards, I feel like it's a must have. Like, you have
yes.
to have standards or you'll just end up with anything. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's why so many women, like I was saying the other day, settle. Like, so many women have guys. Like, I know a lot of girls who great jobs, good futures mm-hmm. ahead of themselves, all kind of like just good things going for themselves. And then, like, you look at the company they keep in men, and it's just like, for what? Like, why?
But I honestly, I've been there. So I understand the whole, I was bored. But once I got to a certain point in my life, I'm just like, never again. Like,
yeah.
Never again.
And it's okay to learn a lesson, but to continue to make the same mistakes.
Right.
And continue
that's when it becomes a difference.
To have the same pattern. Like, that's honestly, if you don't have any standards, that is your standard. Is you accept anything.
Yep.
You know, so it's kind of like, don't fault me because I say I want this, that, and the third from somebody. Mm-hmm. That's what I want. That's what if it's not here, it's somewhere.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, and that's kind of like, when I was touching on this in one of our episodes before, like, being with my ex had taught me how a man is supposed to treat me.
He set the bar.
Yeah, he set the bar. Not to say, like, you have to do the exact same actions that he did or have the exact same, you know, qualities or traits that he had. But me knowing how I should feel, a man's supposed to make me feel, I'm never going to lower that for anybody else. Like, that bar is set. And
it
has to be exceeded in order for it has to be met or exceeded in order for somebody to like really walk in my life and I take them seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's like important for I want to just speak to our women viewers to just like don't settle for somebody just because you don't want to be lonely. Yes, I know it's cold, girl. I know it's, you know, it's
get
November.
You a bigger blanket.
That's all you got to do. Or get you a heated blanket if it's that deep.
If it's that, right.
You know, but don't just settle for somebody because you've been with them for a long time or because, you know, you don't want to be by yourself. And I was just saying this yesterday. I said, I would rather be with somebody for 5 years and be like, okay, well, that was, you know, what it was and like, this is what I learned than be with somebody for 10 years and be like, well, we should have just ended that five years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just want the women viewers to know, like, don't feel bad for what you want. If you don't want nobody that's broke,
you don't have to.
You don't have to settle for somebody that's broke. Like, and that's fine.
He will match your needs.
And
period.
He has to. And you should match what somebody's looking for in you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I really be having to say on stuff like that. Because I feel like guys take it to heart because they feel some type of way.
Yep. And that's just that.
You know, like, you feel some type of way if I'm saying you have to have a house and you like, why do I need a house?
The only reason why you feel that way is because you don't have one.
And you broke.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. That's you. Work on it. Get better.
Like, did you see the post that I posted? Because I wanted to just ask you how you felt about that because we weren't able to talk. Okay.
Mm-mm.
So I posted this on our Instagram page at the Black Girl Podcast. When are we going to tell men to be better instead of telling women to choose better? You know how we always get told, like,
I feel like that's up to the okay. So we have a guy friend who always says grown boys versus men, and I feel like men, you should hold your friends,
your counterparts accountable.
Yeah, your friends, your homeboys,
yes.
Your cousin, your little brother, your big brother, whoever's in your life that you know
mm-hmm.
is trash, because that's what it is, really. It's just like trash men.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever you know that's in your life that's trash, hold them accountable. Because how guys always say, like, well, it's not every guy's not bad, but then you have homeboys who's cheating on their girlfriend and you think it's funny and cute. You have homeboys who being your close friends posting somebody naked or doing this or that
mm-hmm.
and you think that's funny, but then you won't hold your friends accountable, or you won't say the same thing to your friend. You let them do whatever they want to do. So I think that's up to the real men to check their friends, because I would check my friends, like,
period.
You got a good man and you cheating on them every night.
Exactly.
Like, for what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's
so the,
how I feel
the
about
caption
it.
Had said, it says, anytime a woman dates a man who treats her poorly, people love to say she should have chosen better. I just want to know, when is the conversation going to switch to men should be better? When you make statements like that, when you make statements like she should have chosen better, you are victim blaming. Not only are you victim blaming, but you're holding a woman accountable for a man's actions instead of the man himself. There are men in the world who abuse women mentally, emotionally, and physically. That's not the woman's fault. It's ridiculous how society never holds men accountable for their shitty actions. Just so we're clear, through a rough time is not an excuse to abuse women. Having a rough upbringing is not an excuse to abuse women. Growing up without a father figure is not an excuse to create children, then abandon them. Being an abuse victim is not an excuse to abuse women. I was like, I mean, I feel that.
I feel that definitely, but I can feel it both sides because I just want our women to do better. Like, I do want women to set your standards and to hold your ground. Like,
yes,
to not falter on what you want because you think you cannot get anything better than that.
And I agree wholeheartedly, but that was just like an eye-opener almost, because it's like,
yeah,
they need to do better.
They definitely do.
They need to do better.
Our men need to... They don't have, a lot of them don't have anything to go off of, but you should know how you would want to be treated.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Or you should know how you would want your daughter treated if you have any, or if you, you know, think about having kids. Mm-hmm. So I think that right there is like very important, because some guys will say like, oh, you know, I don't know how to love. Like, learn. It's, mm-hmm. it's ways to learn how to love. And that is like ties into one of our topics that we're going to talk about in the future, about black men and therapy.
Yes. Like, men, oh my God. Men and mental health.
Yes. Because like, y'all really need to sit down and talk to somebody that's professional. It's it's nothing that the anejo can't fix. The weed can't
the
fix.
The women
can't fix. Like, sex can't fix it. Like, you have to work on yourself. So, to just say like, oh, I don't know how to love, or I was not loved, or I was abused, that's not an excuse to treat somebody else horribly, because how did you feel when it was happening to you?
Right. And that's just that on it.
Yeah. So I definitely feel like men need to be held accountable. And I feel like the people who need to drive that conversation are men. Mm-hmm. Like, definitely. Because we can say it all day long until we blow in the face and you tripping.
Yeah, you tripping.
We tripping.
You crazy.
Yeah. Or we crazy. Yeah. That's my favorite
you
one.
You know I hate that.
Like, okay.
I am not crazy for saying how I feel. I'm just not.
I'm crazy for not saying how I feel. Like, if I'm just going to let you treat me any other kind of way, and then I feel some type of way in the dark and you know, to myself, that's crazier to me than saying I feel like X, Y, and Z, and this is why, and this is how you made me feel.
Mm-hmm.
Guys just like to, you know, they like to deflect. They don't want to be held accountable for a lot of things that they do.
Accountability is like everything.
It's everything. Definitely.
And nobody wants to be held accountable. I know I can hold myself accountable for the things that I've done wrong.
Right.
And I literally, to this day, like, I know my flaws. And I'm still working on them.
I was about to say, it's okay to know them, but when you have to work on those. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you have to actually, like, if you want to be a better person, work on it or leave people alone. Like,
yeah.
If you really just like, okay, this is just how I am and I know, and I really don't have time to fix it right now, it's okay to take a step back. Like, it's perfectly fine. Just being to yourself, like understanding yourself versus getting in a toxic situation and then just blaming it on whatever, everything
right.
else.
This is just
other
how I
than
am.
You. Like, yeah, that this is how you are. And it's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody wants to be around that. So.
Ever.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that's like a very interesting topic. I can't wait to get some guys on the show. We have a few people lined up that definitely
yes,
want to be on
the
show.
They want to be on the show bad.
So
today they was like, I want to come. I want win.
So probably on our next episode or the episode after,
yeah,
we'll have,
because we're just getting back. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Right. So we'll start having guests on the show. We definitely want men's voices and men's opinions on the show, because it is black educated and intimidating. It's not just from the woman's point of view. You know, we are just the women hosts, but we definitely want, you know, opinions from a little bit of everybody, for sure.
We'll be our next on the list.
So, story time.
Want to do story time? Okay.
Yeah, so we got an advice letter.
Shout out to her, because we've been trying to get advice letters for everybody, from everybody.
Definitely.
And I love that she typed up something and sent it in.
And it seems like it's about to be good. I previewed it, and I think that it's going to be pretty interesting.
I haven't heard it yet, so this is my first time hearing it.
So... the subject is Freaky E.
Freaky E.
So I'm already thinking that this is about to be a showstopper right here. Okay, so story time. So my high school best friend, a.k.a. my ace, her older sister, their family friend, and I went to Chicago 7 or 8 years ago for a weekend trip. We ended up having to stay with my best friend's older brother and his wife because the downtown hotels were booked, and this was a random trip. So anyway, we're driving down to Chicago, and the family friend keeps expressing how she can't wait to hook up with my best friend's fine little brother, who at the time was 19, and we were 21, 22. So we finally make it to the Shy, and we pull up to the little brother's house first to store our bags and shit, because the older brother slash wife were still at work and didn't expect us so early. The family friend is being extra as hell, flirting with the little brother, asking for help with the weekend bag. Bitch, come on now. And the little baby ain't paying her no attention. So we in the crib chilling, figuring out plans for the weekend. I go to the restroom, and the little brother shows me to the bathroom. Now he's walking behind me, but telling me to go this way, that way, etc. Looking at all this ass, I'm sure. Anyway,
I love her for this dialogue.
Definitely. Anyway, this is my best friend's little brother, but he's so fucking fine, and I know exactly why sis was in the car plotting on his ass. But anyway, I come out the bathroom and he's standing at the door. I walk past and he slaps this ass. Girl. I was in total shock, but I like that shit. So I punched him in the chest on some, nah, nigga, this ain't that, but I like it though. But you my best friend's little brother. Trip was amazing. We had a ball. The last night, we in the big brother's crib and the little brother comes over. I'm in the basement watching TV with the family friend girl. And she's bragging about how the little brother been eyeing her, etc. Girl, bye. So he comes downstairs all tall, strong and fine. And I'm telling myself, chill, that's your ace's little brother. Long story short, the family friend girl started to peep him, sitting by me, talking to me, laughing, but putting his hand on my thigh, and she went upstairs. Long story short, one thing led to another, and I'm fucking my best friend's little brother, shaking my head.
Oh my God.
Rock my world, okay? So rock it.
So rock it.
Few years later, just in conversation, my best friend said something casual like, that Chicago trip was something else, wasn't it? Giving me that, I know you fucked my little brother face.
Ooh.
Something I thought I'd never share because it wasn't supposed to happen. But baby, the whole house knew what went down in the basement, laughing my ass off. Even the family friend chick that wanted him. Turns out she came back downstairs and heard us, went back upstairs and told everybody. I recently went to lunch with the baby brother to catch up, who is now 27 and still fine. Over the years, he's lived in Chicago and Texas, but moved back to Detroit for a while and wants to date. Lord knows I can't, I'm thinking. I leave work early one day and we linked up at Olive Garden for lunch, catching up, talking shit, reminiscing, and the Chicago trip comes up. He tells me that all these years, it's all he thinks about and no other woman has ever compared. I'm thinking it's all game, but sadly it worked. Next thing I know, we in a hotel downtown straight fucking. Like we've been rocking for years. And now he wants to entertain the idea of dating exclusively, but I really can't see myself dating my best friend's little brother. Oh, child.
How you feel about that, Shante?
I mean, okay.
You can't help who you love or fuck with.
You cannot help who you love or fuck with. But, okay, so I think that maybe he should take like a chill pill a little bit, because honestly, like, y'all weren't in a situation where it was like we were talking on the phone every day afterwards, like y'all had sex and then you really didn't see him or talk to him for a few years, and now he's back in town and y'all having sex again. So I don't know. I think that,
what if she just didn't tell us that part?
Oh, what if she didn't? I mean, I don't know. I mean, she said that they haven't talked over the years, though.
Like, okay.
In Texas and Chicago. So it's not like they were, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, any communication. I'll say just be honest with him about your intentions or like what you want, because if you don't want to be exclusive with him, then don't. But I also will say don't let the best friend
determine,
kind of hold you
back. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't have her in the middle of everything that y'all, if you do, if that's the route you want to take, I would say don't have her in the middle of everything or
anything.
You
never know, that might be your husband.
You never know. But, I mean, don't let that determine if you want to, like, really mess with him or not. And if the sex is good, just keep fucking him.
Period.
The dick is hard to come by. So
exactly.
I just say, if it's good, you know, just let him know, like, okay, you my best friend's little brother. I'm really not trying to do all of that,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our situation, take it or leave it. I'm sure he's going to take it.
He's going to take it.
He's going to take it.
He wants to date you exclusively,
so right.
He'll take it.
But if you really feel like you want to, like, take it a step further and, like, be exclusive with him, be careful, but go for it. Like, why not? Life's too short to be worried about what everybody else
thinks.
Yeah,
what everybody thinks.
Yeah.
I swear.
Life is way too short. Like, you end up and you be looking up, it's 10 years from now, he's married with his wife, and then still slapping your ass in the hallway. Like, I just say, be happy.
Be happy.
What do you say?
You never know. No, I agree with you wholeheartedly. But, like, you know me, like, if that's what's supposed to go on, that's what's supposed to happen. Like, I ain't about to sugarcoat or act like I'm saying if I was her, like, oh, I don't want to do that because of that's my best friend's little brother.
Right.
It might be destined. You might have met your best friend because your husband was her little brother.
Exactly.
So go for whatever.
And it's not like the best friend doesn't know. Like, she
knows. She knows it's not a secret. So it's not like it's like this bad thing is happening. Go for it. Have fun. Yeah, enjoy life.
Yeah, I think that I don't think that it's like the a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, he is her little brother. But what if it was her older brother? Like, you know, like, does that mean it's a different thing because he's younger? I don't think so.
Right.
You know, he's a grown man. He knows exactly what he wanted. He knew what he wanted when he took you to the bathroom, baby girl. So I just say
he plotted and he got what he wanted. And y'all might just be meant to be.
Exactly. So go for it. You know, Valentine's Day coming up. You might get a gift, girl.
Okay.
But no, in all honesty,
and he live back here now?
Yeah, and I'm just thinking, like, that's, like, so listen, I be downtown every day. Let's go to the MGMs.
Like, exactly.
But, no, I think that, you know, you should weigh your options. You know, and maybe see how your best friend feels about it. You know, just have that conversation.
Yeah, had a conversation.
And just let her know, like, I'm not trying to be slick like I was the first time when all y'all knew I was getting my brains blew out in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is what is... You know, you don't have to tell her, like, we had sex or all of this, but just say, like, you know, we've been communicating and this is what, you know, has been being said. So, you know, it don't come to her as a shock or surprise or from somebody else's mouth of what's going on, because I think that's worse. Like, if I had to find out from a third party, like, that you know, messing with my brother or whatever, like, just talk to her. If that's what's be
the
your best friend,
she knows
you.
That's good enough to me.
Yeah. That's what I think. That was a good story. Thank you for sending that in.
She said she got a lot of stories for us. So
okay, Freaky E. Is the Freaky E the brother? Freaky E got to be the brother.
No, Freaky E is her.
Oh, okay.
She said she wanted to be anonymous, but nobody knows who Freaky E is.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that was a good one. So into that, we said we were going to tell our worst dating stories along with the advice letters.
Yeah, we did.
So since and we want y'all to send in like stories like that, or you know, just like dating stories, like anything that went well, anything that went kind of left, you know, because we share all of our stuff. Y'all can't be in all our business and we not know about what's going
exactly.
on with y'all. So definitely
so send stories like that.
In. So I think I said this on, I had wrote it out on my story one day on Instagram, my worst dating experience. This one I was in college. So I met him like my freshman year, and he was trying to talk to me for like freshman, sophomore, and I finally like ended up giving him my number like junior year. And he went to Morehouse. So
right.
He ended up graduating, and he had classes with me, like, in a business school or whatever. And
I never knew all of that.
Yeah, so he was trying to, like, get my number for a while. And I eventually was like, okay, like, you're wearing me down. Like, here you go. Like, you know, whatever. So, you know, we texting or whatever, and this is when I still stay in Heritage on campus. So he was like, you know, I'm going to come pick you up, and, you know, we can, whatever you want to do. This was out of his mouth. Whatever you want to do, we can go do or whatever. So I'm like, okay, cool. So he picked me up, asked me where I wanted to go eat. I think I said Papa Do's. I honestly do.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah, I don't want to go there.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
Yeah, so I'm sure. Like... okay, so, like, what's the options? Like, you asked me, what do I want to do? I gave you, you know, my answer, and here you go, starting already, getting on my nerves. So he's like, let's either go to Applebee's or to go get pizza. Neither one of these are, like, what I want. But I'm just like, you know what? Let's just go to Applebee's. It might be all right. Like, whatever. Because that way I might can get a drink or two, like, tune you out and be on my way.
Right.
So we get there. I'm looking through the menu, and I don't know if he was joking. I really don't think he was joking. I think he was, like, testing me. But he's like, are we going to split the bill? At this point, I'm texting my homegirls, like, come get me now. Like, please, I need a ride. Like, come get me for real, because this is not working. So I'm like, no, we're not splitting the bill. Like, what do you mean?
Exactly.
First of all, before that, he said, let's get something off the 2 for $20. And he explained to me what a 2 for $20 is. He's like, it means you get an appetizer, and then we both get an entree. Carisha.
Carisha, please.
I don't want it. Okay, whatever. And then he asked me, can we split it? So I just was like, no. Like,
split the 2 for $20?
Split,
like, split the
bill, like $10 and $10.
Oh, it's $20. Don't date if you don't got $20, guys.
You could have left me right where I was at, because I was probably, I don't know, enjoying myself. But I'm like, okay, I'm like, no, nah, see. So I can't remember exactly who I was texting, but I was like, this is where I'm at. Like, come get me now.
Yeah, no. I would have wanted to come get
me. And I, you know, back then I was a lot, I was like just a little firecracker. So I probably said something like, why would you bring me out if you didn't have $20? Like, because at this point we could get stranded at this restaurant.
You wasn't a firecracker back then. That's what you would have said right now. Sweetie. Honey what, bunches of oats.
What I would have said back then.
I said you would have said the same thing back then that you would have said you will say now.
Oh yeah, definitely. So I'm just like, whatever. Now I'll probably be like, yeah, I'm about to just go. But so he's like, okay, well, I gotta go to the bathroom. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So I'm munching on this 2 for $20 appetizer, like waiting for him to come back, and I'm just sitting there like, you know, I'm texting my homegirls, like, all right, like hurry up, girl, yeah, before he come back ASAP. From the bathroom. He left.
The bathroom was him going.
I looked up. His car is gone from the parking lot. Like, he is gone. Like, he left me. And then I'm like, okay, whatever. So I had to pay the bill. The 2 for $20 bill that I didn't even want. I didn't even want the food.
You wanted to go to Papa Do's.
I wanted to go to Papa Do's. He texted me the next day like, I'm so sorry. That was just so out of my character. I was just.
Boy, you just didn't have no money.
Talk about he was nervous.
You didn't have no money.
I couldn't believe. Back then, I don't even think blocked was the option, but he would have got blocked.
Okay.
Leave me alone. And I would see him on campus all the time, and I know he just would die of, like, embarrassment seeing me.
Yeah.
Back then, I was a little.
That's embarrassing.
No, it's embarrassing for me because you left me, and I was trying to leave you first.
It's embarrassing for him, too, because, like, you didn't have $20.
He probably didn't have $20, but at that point, he could have just not picked me up.
Period.
He could have not been begging me for years for my number either. So, yeah, that was, like, my worst. That was, like, the worst dating story that I have, because I've never been like
I share mine, so I can't even say
left
mine.
And stood up anywhere.
Yeah,
what was your worst dating story? Oh, what?
Yeah, I said it last episode, but remember I stole a question from our boys, No Cap TV.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I told our girl I wanted to steal her question because she said, why do men connect courting with prostitution?
Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, I probably wasn't on there.
This was the day you wasn't on there. And I was like, can I steal your question? She was like, sure. Why does courting a woman mean I'm
paying for pussy?
Right.
That's what, yeah.
And I, ooh, can we, okay. I'm going to still keep talking, but I want to play this video.
Okay. That's a childish mindset to have, like, honestly, mm-hmm. to think that if you're dating somebody, taking them out, whatever, that you're paying to have sex with them, because a prostitution is very different.
That's all
you're getting is sex. You're not getting anything else, and all she's getting is money. She's not getting the time, the affection.
Yes.
She's getting nothing. She's
so
just getting money.
So if you're courting me and taking me out on dates, why is this considered prostitution? Like, I want to know
and
why.
And you're not even giving me no money, because I could stay at home and cook.
And be good. I'm still going to eat.
I'm going to be fine.
I'm going to be fine. So it's like you're not doing nothing different for my life.
At all.
I'm kind of just
probably
really going out to see if I like you, which 9 times out of 10, I probably won't. So I'm the one that's irritated. You spend some money, but I'm irritated.
Exactly. So I just, that's a very poor mindset to have. I just hate when guys say things like that, like equate like dates with like,
prostitution.
Yeah, like they're paying for sex, and it's like, no, you're not. Like, have you ever been a John? Because probably not, because that probably feels way different than taking a woman out on a date, getting her attention, getting her time. Like, you know, it's just, I can't. Even like old boy who was saying, like, I only pay for the girl who I'm trying to fuck.
Food. Yeah, like it's just childish. Everything is childish to
Where's
me.
Where's the video?
He got... Do you know how the dots get real small when you got like so many videos?
Oh, okay.
I ain't about to go through all of that, but
what was the gist of it?
Basically, he was just saying like any guy who pays for pussy is like lame as fuck. I don't care. I never been the type that says how much for it? I'm like, that's when you
who
call,
does that?
That's when it's prostitution.
Yeah.
When you gotta say how much is it?
Yeah, like Backpage. That's not the same.
It's not.
As taking somebody
so I'm like,
out on a date.
Taking a person on a date, what the girl asks is courting, not prostitution, because that's what it is. So, like, courting is not prostitution.
I don't think so.
You're taking a woman on a date.
You're getting to know her as a person.
And that's
you what don't get to know prostitutes. Like, you don't really get to know their backstory, where they work. Well, you know where they work. You don't get to know, like, any family history. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't, there is not a connection there for you to try to get to know her, to like her, to want to pursue something in the future. Like, the mindset, like, when guys, I just hate when I hear guys like, oh, I'm not paying for pussy, or I'm not paying, like, only people who drinks and food I'm paying for is the girl who I'm trying to fuck. It's just like, you're that's so childish. Corny. It's so corny and lame. Like, you're so childish that you can't even realize, like, as a man, the difference between the two. Mm-hmm. Like, that you think, that you look at us as so objectively, like, we're just objects, that everything you do for us is for that, like, for that specific purpose. Sir. And at the end of the day, the guys like that, we don't like y'all. Like, we don't. And that's why. That's why y'all feel like that, because y'all probably don't get the second dates. Y'all probably don't get people who really
y'all
interested
know
90%
of the time I don't go on second dates.
Yeah, y'all probably, that's probably why y'all feel like that, because y'all know that at the end of the day, she's not gonna like you. Like, she's not gonna, because your personality is probably whack. Like, you probably just lame, and that's why. So you feel like that. You starting to feel like every girl I take out is just like, I'm just paying to try to fuck. And that's why you're not gonna ever get nowhere, because we can sense that. Like, we can sense when somebody is genuinely interested in us and when they're not.
Exactly.
So that's just what I got to say on that. And I'm just tired of these poor ass, broke ass talking about it, because you can't even talk about something that, don't speak on something that you can't even compete. You can't compete where you don't compare. Like, you don't compare with the real men. So just stop speaking on it. Like, just let it go. Let it fly. You know, go deal with whoever you want to deal with. And let that be that. Like, we was asking about, why do guys like bum girls? And a guy, what did he say?
Because they're fun, and they don't, they're fun. It was another thing.
It was two things, but he definitely said because they're fun.
They're fun,
and they don't talk back.
Oh, they don't talk back.
Yeah, it's like, and he's lame. He's probably like somebody who's just like, oh, I ain't paying for pussy. Like, but yeah, you're going to fuck the brokest bitch in the room. Mm-hmm. Okay, go for it. Like, I don't know. I've been on a roll this week. I've been like really like getting under some skins,
right?
And I'm perfectly fine with that, like, because I'm not gonna lie or like sugarcoat the truth or sugarcoat how I feel about something for the comfort of somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, and it's like really because men want to be pacified and baby a lot. When we start speaking how we feel and our opinions, they want to try to throw, like, insults almost. You know what I mean? Like, if you say, like, I want a guy who has, this goes back to standards, like, I want a guy who has this, this, and that, oh, you a gold digger. Like, I'm not a gold digger, because if I was a gold digger, I would only be messing with you for that purpose or for a come up. It's not, that's not that. And half of y'all ain't got no money. Y'all don't have enough money for somebody to gold dig. Like, you working from, you living from check to check. Who can dig gold out of
they
that?
They not even living from check to check. They don't be having
that. You living from, you living from Friday to Monday. Like, your check, you get paid on Friday, your money gone by Monday, and you waiting on that next Friday. Like, it just makes me cringe when guys talk about gold diggers, because you don't have no money. You not LeBron James. You ain't got no money. Like,
the only people that need to talk about gold diggers are those type of people.
Yeah, that really has wealth. Like, you don't have any money for somebody to gold dig. Like, you make no money. Like, you cover your bills and that's it. Like, stop talking about somebody's a gold digger.
And then to me, what bills? They don't even be having no bills, because, like, what?
Living with the moms. Like, get out my face.
But anyway, we got 10 minutes left. So, I feel like we should move on. Do we have something before Sex with Lex?
Nope, that's the last thing.
Okay. Sex with Lex. Let's I'm Lex.
We gotta talk about sex.
Yeah, so Sex with Lex.
You gotta have a sexy voice. Like,
I got caught a man on Ivy.
They said you sound like a man?
Mm-hmm. No, one girl from a fake page.
Oh.
Everybody else followed me. Like, I love her. But I want to talk about sex with Lex.
Let's go. I'm a tune in.
So I don't have much to talk about this time, but next time I will have, like.
Oh, and send us some questions.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be about. Like, y'all are supposed to be asking me questions and I'm going to answer. Not giving y'all, like, full on sex advice, but, like, we're going to talk about sex. But anyway, earlier, from the live we did for 3 hours, I just seen how men are not responsive to our needs. We are the ones that's hard to please. So, like, men out there, I just want y'all to know, pay attention to the person or the woman, the woman's body that you're dealing with. So that means in every aspect, just relax. Don't worry about yourself for a minute because you're going to get what you need regardless.
Basically, yeah.
That's yeah, true. You're going to get what you need regardless. Focus on your woman's body. And I promise you, you will prosper.
Right. Okay, so let me just jump in real quick because, like, we was on, this was, like, a couple, like, weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And people were talking about, like, trash pussy or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking, like, to myself, like, sometimes her pussy might not be trash. She might just not be turned on by you.
Yeah. And like, it's work. And that's just what I mean by that. Like, it takes work. It takes time. We are all different. Y'all, like, see, for me, I don't know if y'all understand this because y'all men, but y'all should. Y'all gonna get y'all's regardless.
Definitely. One way or another.
It's so different. So just, like, pay attention to our bodies. Pay attention to our body language. If you know that you didn't succeed in the area that you need to be succeeding in, try again.
And honestly ask.
Yeah,
like, just act, like,
there's nothing wrong with talking to your woman and saying, "What is it that I'm doing wrong?" Or, "Do you like this? Do you like that?"
Or yeah, even like in the act, like, "Do you like this? Like, mm-hmm. Does this feel good?" Like,
and make it sexy. You don't gotta talk about. You don't gotta be like straight up like, "Yo, do you like this?" No, make it sexy. Like, you like the way that feel, or you whatever the case may
or
be.
Or ask her like, "What you want me to do?"
Right.
You know, like,
and that's all you gotta do. And if she's not scary. I'm sure she'll tell you what she wants.
And she'll say it in a sexy way.
Yeah. Like, I want y'all to get away from the fact that, oh, I don't want to ask because it's like we in the moment. I don't want to ruin the moment. You won't ruin the moment. It's a way to incorporate it into the moment. Like,
definitely is.
Put on your sexiest voice, men. And I'm not just saying men. Women, men, whoever. We all here to please each other. So, like, take away from the fact that I'm trying to be tough. I'm trying to be this or that. And we're here to be intimate with each other.
Did you see on Twitter when they was talking about, like, guys moaning? And they were saying, like, that's weak as hell. Like,
how?
Get your strong ass away from me because I don't want that.
I want you to be as vulnerable as possible.
Sensual, like,
mm-hmm.
affectionate.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't need, because if you want a sexual encounter that's going to be just rough and tough, find a man, because that's the only person who probably wants that. Because we want, I mean, we don't know, rough sex is different, but if it's like a woman, we want that, like, that sensuality.
Yeah.
Like, you know, those touches, those soft kisses and, like, all of that stuff, like, that gets us going. Like,
but if you're not on that, it's kind of like, what are you here for? Especially now, like, sex when I was 19 is so different from sex when I'm about to be 28.
Yeah.
So, like, understand that we are grown as fuck now. We're here to please each other. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, not necessarily to just be like, oh, we just having sex.
We don't really know what we're doing. Bodies more.
Yeah. Like, I feel like we should know them
way more now.
Yeah. But, you know, from when we go live, they say anything.
Yeah, and then too, women, don't be afraid to say what you want. Like,
mm-hmm. It's not.
That's
being mean.
Yeah.
It's just saying what you deserve, what your body needs, what your body wants. Somebody can't know your body if they don't ask you or.
You don't tell them.
Or you don't tell them.
That something's uncomfortable or doesn't feel, mm-hmm. you know, right or whatever. You know, you. Because what works for me is not going to work for you, you know?
Right.
And that's just that. So it's just kind of like, and then like we said, like, keep it sexy, keep it, you know, cute, and just say, like, or even, like, bring things into the bedroom, like, you know, a toy or something
yes,
like that. Yes, like,
that is so my thing.
And for the people who watch porn, shit is so gross. I don't know why I cannot
she
get
don't fuck
it.
With porn, but.
But the people who watch, you know. Turn on your favorites and show them, like, you know, like this, like, you see it like that, like, that's how you gonna do me.
But you ain't have to say it was so gross though.
I don't know, it's just like when I watch
you
it,
was
I'm
being
just, like,
judgmental.
I'm not being judgmental because most of our viewers, I'm sure more people watch it than not.
Yeah,
I just don't watch it.
But even if you don't have to do that, just tell people what it is that makes you satisfied.
Yeah, you can tell them, you can show them, like,
mm-hmm.
It's a lot of ways to be able to, like, express, like, what feels good to you or what you like. Because, you know, we can think we some headhunters out here. And then
exactly.
Guys be like, ah, your teeth are on my dick, bitch. Like, please stop. So, you know, just it's okay. I feel like it's okay to please your partner. Mm-hmm. Like, that should be the main goal, and everybody will be happy.
Yeah,
at the end of the day.
I agree 100%. So that was the first segment of Sex with Lex.
Yes. Send us answers.
Yeah, if
questions.
You send me questions, it's going to be a lot easier. But y'all know I got everything to talk about when it comes to sex. So that was Sex with Lex. We're going to move on to, that's just wrapping it up. Okay. So we're done with this episode.
Oh, yeah. Wrap it up too, y'all.
Yeah. Oh. Please wrap it up.
Have safe sex if y'all going to, you know, just be out here just doing
it. It's so important to do that.
You know, unless you know you and your partner, y'all monogamous and trust each other, got all that squared away, then have at it. Okay.
But we're wrapping up this episode, and I thank you all for all the love that we have received.
Yes.
We received so much love on Instagram, and I appreciate it so much. Like earlier when I was on live, everybody was just like, oh my God, I fuck with the Black Girl Podcast.
And like, it was just going up. Like I was studying y'all.
So yeah, she was studying earlier, but we was getting so many followers, and they just kept saying like, oh my God, I really fuck with y'all. And I love that. Like, I feel like we giving y'all our rawest
selves.
So, yeah. Like, we're transparent. Stuff that we may not have said before because we work for
some companies.
But this is, like, this is the real shit right here. Like, we being ourselves. We're being able to share what we like to do, what we love to do. So,
yeah, I think that this is so important. I think it's for me, it's so important to get like to vent and get
something
out.
It feels so
and express
good.
Myself. And I really love the support that we've had. Mm-hmm. Like, even when we just like comment on other people's podcasts and things like that, like people would.
As soon as they see the Black Girl Podcast, they'd be like, oh, let me follow.
So we just really appreciate all of the support, all of like the feedback that we've been getting. Like, continue to send us in, you know, like stories, send us in questions. We are so non-judgmental. We really like,
girl,
I think we do things and we might think like, people gonna judge me?
Yeah, because we relate so much, but it's like a lot of people be like, huh?
Yeah, like you're like, what? Like,
but us, we relate so much, so we love to hear things about people that relate to us.
Yeah, other perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
And if you out there, if you do have a podcast, you're in the city or things like that, you want to connect and collab, follow us on Instagram at @theblackgirlpodcast_. And our personal pages, I am _babyisbella.
And I am AlexisLachelle_. And we do have a Twitter. We need to get better with that. It's the same page, @theblackgirlpodcast_.
Yes, and we appreciate all of the support. Y'all will be hearing from us in a couple more weeks. So stay tuned. And then follow our page also for live videos as well. We'll be going live twice a week.
Yep. So our off weeks, we will try to go live like twice a week. And then we'll bring you guys content every other week.
Yeah.
Yep.
So thank y'all for all the support and the love. We appreciate it so much.
All right. And we're heading out.